Incendiary would just like to say we are entirely responsible for what you're about to listen to.
We are.
Actually, we're not, but we're kind of glad that we're playing it.
If you listen carefully, you'll now hear a pin drop.
What's the matter with this thing?
No problems here.
Dan, you're a horse.
How many does that make?
Seven.
Now we do this seven times.
One, two, three, four, five, six, seven.
Seven. Seven prostitutes.
Well, there you go.
Oh.
Oh, dear, oh, dear.
Oh.
There you go. That was...
Humph.
That was chewed by badgers.
By Howling
the Typewriter, Stan, bless him.
Oh,
oh, what can you come up with that?
Okay, well, all I'm going to do is...
Oh, sorry,
I don't know where to go from that. But yeah, what we're going to do
is... We do.
This, well, another unit classic, which we're not going to play.
No, we're not.
For reasons of...
Well...
We made it... Well, yeah.
You'll work out. You'll be able to work out.
Okay,
why.
But I'm going to read you some of the lyrics of this song. And the song is called My Parents Are Dead, But I Wish It Was Me Who Had Killed Them. Okay, and here we go. For every school teacher, prefect and pervert who ever beat, bullied and abused me, I want to see punishment and pain. I demand revenge and retribution. What this world needs is more hate, more revenge, more retribution, more punishment and yet more hate. Suffer, you bastards. Suffer in misery and make me happy. Die in excruciating agony and make my day. And then I'll skip the next bit. Now my mum and stepdad are dead. I sincerely hope they died alone and in pain, because that will mean they've paid a small part of their debt for the 11 years of hell they inflicted on me. Bastards!
Right, well, I think we'll move on from Unit's poetry to Alexander Tucker's Third Mouth record, which was released earlier in April this year, and this song's called Sitting in Bardo's Pond.
Sitting in a pond, sitting in a pond.
Well, that was Alexander Tucker. That was on Thrill Jockey, marvellous label. That, I think that's one of the best records of the year, actually, Alexander Tucker's.
It's a refreshing change of pace from what we've just listened to.
It was a refreshing change of pace. I think that is a very good way to put it, James. We're going to have another change of pace now, actually. We're going to listen to the Place to Bury Strangers record.
Oh, yes.
Very, 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 very trendy.
It's not really like us to play a kind of trendy music.
I know,
music.
Is it really? This is a good record, actually.
Yeah.
I'm sort of up and down with them. Sometimes they really hit the spot. Sometimes I think you stop playing the Psycho Candidate by Jesus and Mary Chain.
Mm.
But you know what? Fair play to them. I will play this. This is a good... The girlfriend, she came into the shed and she said, "This sounds like Billy Idol, but a cool Billy Idol." Mm. Shall we leave it at that?
excellent the blackboard at the end.
Yeah, then. It was. The blackboard sounds, of course, they have to be arty in these things. But actually, to be fair to them, you know, despite the fact that it is, well, you know, old gits like us can just go, oh, Jesus, Mary Chain, or My Bloody Valentine, or Billy Idol.
Well, actually, after you said Billy Idol, I just said it was a nice day for a Dutch lager, isn't it?
Yeah.
Very, very, very much that.
Nice day for a white lager.
Just kind of momentous, kind of relentless rhythm going on in the background. They do what they do well, let's put it that way.
They do. That's absolutely right. And there's nothing wrong with the record at all. I think you should give it a listen. I mean, yeah, people will know about Place of Buried Strangers. They're on Dead Oceans. We don't have to tell you much about them. You know about them.
You can find it elsewhere,
in the dad.
Something you probably can't find elsewhere.
No, this is a very strange record. It's on Hyperdub, which means Damien runs off to the hills. This is a very, very strange record. It has probably the best sleeve of the year.
Yes, it does. This is very, very, very good artwork.
How does one describe? Well, the artwork is called Harry Carey Schoolgirls by someone called Makoto Aida. And it's effectively lots of girls cutting themselves into bits.
Lots of Japanese girls slicing each other to pieces with samurai swords. Yeah. Whilst a rainbow swings between them.
Yeah, exactly.
Just for colour.
Exactly, so there you have
beauty.
It. And, yeah, well...
It has to be seen to be believed, really.
It does, the record is
And it's worth
as well.
Believing once you've seen it.
Yeah, the record's something else as well. It's typical Hyperdub, very sort of compressed sound, but I like it, you know? Thank you. there you go. I mean, that is a I really, 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 really like that record. Yeah. I mean, many people wouldn't.
No, it does sound like you've just thrown a laptop in a swimming pool. But
do you know what Marissa said?
It's actually hypnotic. It's good.
My girlfriend said this morning
charming.
That it sounded like a game machine. And I thought, that's exactly what it is. It sounds like some sort of computer. Well, effectively, it probably is a computer making a record, but there's something about that particular record, the Laurel Halo record, that we entreat you to, sort of check out. From sort of entirely machine-made sounds in some ways, or amalgams of such, we're going to move to Simone White, who is a girl who did the Beep Beep song. But don't let that hold this new record against you, because it's a very, very nice record.
And you'd be glad to know it's not called Boop Boop.
No, it's not called Boop Boop. What it was some sort of advert, wasn't it, at the time? But this song's called In the Water Where the City Ends, and this is on Honest John's record.
Oh, so we're still in the water.
Close.
It is.
Absolutely beautiful.
That record is beautiful. That really is one of the best... it's another one of the best records of the year, but hey, we only play the best records of the year. That's Simone Weiss, and the record's called Silver Silver, and it's on Honest John's Records at Ludbrook Grove, always a good label. I would really go and check that out. It's also got Andrew Bird on one of the tracks. Mm. It really is a killer record. It's one of those that everyone should be getting for their record collection and playing to their auntie at weekends. After that, I think what we're going to do, we're going to play some other records. Never. We're going to play another one of these sort of dreamy things, and then after this, we're going to come out to some wilder, more free, open music. But this is the last sort of... If you're pissing around now in the garden and all that, so you can piss around for another 3 minutes, 50, I think. Because this is by a band called Rangers, a record called Pan Am Stories. And this is what young people know as patina music, which is finding all the bits of sound that actually... you'd normally kick out of a record, but they actually drive the sound, if you will. That doesn't make any sense. Well, don't ask me.
I don't know what you mean.
No, I don't. Neither do I. It's called Lunch and Garner. So we have to know. We'll be right back. wasn't it? Like the Rangers record. It is a fine record. Well,
it's in love with most of the songs that we like.
We like ourselves, anyway. It was I Am a Scientist by Guided by Voices.
Yeah,
I mean,
there's a lot of bunny men in there as well.
Lots of bunny men.
And more besides.
I think we should. I'm going to play a record dedicate this to my good friend Konos Fetzler. He's not very well at present. This is a really good
Konos.
Yep, we say that obviously. This is the new Space Siren record, and I think this is the one that there's girlfriends who don't like their boyfriends. But I can never remember the title on this record. Who gives a fuck? It's absolutely fantastic. It's on Subterrene again.
You said a dirty word.
You what?
You said a dirty word.
Subterrene.
No.
Subroutine.
No.
What, Space Siren?
You swore.
Did I?
Yeah.
Oh, sorry. I forgot.
I don't know why we're bothering. We always swear. For some reason, we've decided we're going to be good boys today.
I know. We all swear like fuck anyway. Anyway, yeah. Here's a new one.
Oh, shit to it.
Bollocks.
They're as refreshing as a nice ice lolly.
No, they are wonderful. What, Space are an absolutely wonderful band. That's Girlfriends Who Don't Love Their Boyfriends. And that's on Subroutine label. Really, really... I mean, that is a really good record.
Subterrane.
Subterrane or Sub... Subterrane. Or Subroutine.
We're giving them... No, it's Subroutine.
Subroutine.
We like them a lot. You know this anyway. We tell you every
We do. We say this every time. We say they're really, 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 really good. Tell you what, let's have some Cumbia Cumbia. Shall I play some?
Oh, yes, let's go back to Cumbia Cumbia.
You know what, we could just sit here and play this one all day. We're going to play another one from LP1. And this is the only instrumental track on the entire album. But having said that, I probably picked the wrong one, but because I can never remember which track's which. Does that matter? No.
Nice to hear someone get the shoes cleaned while you listen to music.
I think it's, you know, for those people who are sanding the floors, it could be the ultimate soundtrack, couldn't it, really? You know what I mean? Hey, we've got a sound that...
That could get you through your work day, definitely.
That could get you through your work day. Now, what we're going to do now, we're going to listen to some more primitives. I did promise this earlier.
Yeah.
And we're going to listen to... there's so much to choose. I'm a hurt, don't fish. But I think... I want to carry on the Dutch stuff. I want to play Time Slips Away, which is by the Marvellous Shocking Blue, from 1969, I think this one is. And this is a really great cover. It really is.
The end of day, while I counted the hours.
Oh, he's got an argument.
Yes, indeed.
It's a really beautiful record. I really, really
recommend. It's just a slice of pop perfection.
It is. Every track is like that. I mean, even if you don't like the particular styles of some of the music on that record, it's just such a good, fun record. There's no getting around it.
Yeah, it might not be the kind of thing everybody wants to listen to, but you listen to it and you think, you know what? They're good at what they do.
Yeah.
But yeah, God, I think they're fantastic.
Yeah, I love the Primitives, man. They're a great band. This is not out yet. This is Guido Möbius, who's on Karaoke Calc. Karaoke Calc, again. This is
Karaoke Calc.
Guido Möbius' last record, was it Debarge? I can't remember exactly what it was called. It can't be called Debarge. That was a bloke. He used to sing in the 1980s, wasn't it? What was it? Gebirge. Sorry about that, Guido. I mistook you for a sort of
Why
a black...
Why is it Guido and not Guido?
All right, we'll call him Guido.
Guido Fox, isn't it?
Yeah. But that, yeah.
Okay,
he's Guido, why isn't
he? I know, but if he's Guido, why isn't he Guido?
Alright, shall I call him Guido?
You can call him Guy.
Möbius, but I have to put the Möbius bit because I have the umlaut on the O, so I have to say that in the German way, like Möbius.
Not Möbius.
No, Möbius, but Möbius. Möbius. So, okay, Guido Möbius. Guido Möbius.
Guido Möbius.
Moog. There's no Moogs.
I didn't say G, I said Möbius.
Okay, Möbius. Okay. Yeah. This is anyway.
I don't know. Guy Cownoise Bius. There you go. Yeah, Guy Cownoise Bus. That's who it is.
So
Guy Cownoise Bus, not Cowboys Bus.
I'm going to play his new record, which wasn't called Debarge. It had nothing to do with that singer from the 1980s who did The Rhythm of the Night. But what he's doing, he had a record called Gebirge about 3 years ago. And this is his new one called Spirituals. And it's taking bits of the Bible and the Gospel and making a right mess of them. Which is nothing to be ashamed of, love. So this is a song called Godhead Appears. Well, I'll leave it to you what you think of it. Make of it what you will. We like it. So, there you go. Great record, actually, because it's...
That was a throbbing 7 minutes.
Throbbing 7 minutes of fun, that. That is Guido Mabeus, and that's coming out in July, and I really heartily recommend this record, because he's always damn good. Now, listen, we're going to finish on some fun. Damien's just looking at me like...
I am not responsible for anything that happens from this point on.
In
fact, I haven't been responsible for anything that's happened in the past hour, I don't think.
Yeah, no, but you're happy.
But still, I'm happy. I'm involved.
I'm gonna, feet. Yeah, and now you're going to run out of the house, because what I'm going to do is I'm going to play some Dutch 1960s music, and I'm going to have a bit of a medley, about two or three songs, if I get three or four songs, if I can manage it. Let's put it this way: there are songs about mustard, there's songs about hanging out in your bath, there's songs about telling you to fuck off, and there's songs about Sten guns. I'm going to say absolutely no more about it, and then they're going to run into each other, and you have to deal with it.
All right.
Goodbye.
We've been us.
And you've been you, and we love you very much, and we're sorry that we've been about.
It's been fun.
We'll be back.
Nice to be back, even though we're not in the shed, we're in a barn.
Exactly.
And I can see the farmers getting the cows ready to come back in.
But you know what, we'll be back earlier than you think. And listen to this. This is bananas.
Abraham de mosterd haalt. En ik wil nu weten waarom. Anders krijg ik geen eten of zo. Door mijn keel.
Mosterd! Lege mosterdpot kijk. Oh, dan voel ik me zo naar. Het is de hoogste tijd. Ik wil mosterd.
Mosterd!
Kan jij een hele pot op?
Jawel.
Dan kan jij de pot op?
Waarom?
How good is that? That is fantastic. Anyone who just shouts, I fuck
just,
off.
Just the sound of a kazoo. It warms my cockles, it does.
Right. Are you ready for this? This is...
I'm not sure.
How long have I got? I've got... I can just keep going.
But yeah, in theory you can keep going, but I might not let you. But if you keep playing kazoo solos, I'm with you.
Heb je zo'n dag 55.000 ijzeren pijpen zitten bijvelen?
Kom je afgepergerd thuis, vrouw uit, kachel uit?
Moet je met je kale klauw ook nog eens een keertje hartjes in de kachel douwen?
Nou mogen wij ons gelukkig de trotse eigenaars noemen van een wit marmeren kuipbad.
En daar gaan wij dan eens lekker een paar uurtjes in liggen.
Ja, eventjes de dagelijkse trubbel van je lijf voelen. Lekker legbad, ken dan niet meer buiten lekker legbad.
Je komt er wel helemaal gerimpeld uit, maar dat zal mijn zorg wezen.
Lekker hoor, even met de zeep spelen, even plonzen.
Fijn jongen, even drijven, even borrelen.
Even duiken, even golven.
Even pleert dat deze aardse tranen verleiden hoor.
Lekker hoor.
Mijn legbad is mijn eigen privédomein.
Daar hebben ze maar mooi van achterblijven.
Zal ik alsjeblieft zelf mogen uitmaken wanneer ik in mijn legbad ga?
Zeg, als jij mocht kiezen tussen Shane Mansfield en een lekker legbad.
Nee. Tuurlijk jongen, je legbad. Een van de weinige plekjes waar je ergens nog eens kunt uitleven. Een van de weinige plekjes je legbad.
Voilà.
Ze danst als een kikker, zingt gelijk een heks, maar luistert naar de naam van Lady Sex. Het hart van alle mannen legt in vlam en vuur, wanneer ze vuur beseft ze niet hoe lang het duurt. Een kus op de mond is haar eerste reflex, daarom draagt ze de naam van Lady Sex. Men houdt van haar, omdat ze ja zegt, zonder dralen. Eenmaal per jaar geeft ze voorrang aan de kalen. Ze heeft veel baby's op haar naam, maar nog steeds geen paar. Ze voelt altijd de laatste mode van Dior. Haar vingers dragen ringen van Tutanor. Wie recht in haar ogen kijkt, staat steeds perplex en fluistert steeds de naam van Lady Sex. Men houdt van haar, omdat ze ja zegt, zonder dralen. Eenmaal per jaar heeft ze
ze voren aan de kalen, zeer veel baby's op haar naam, maar nog steeds geen pa, 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 pa. Sterrenschool en maakte van zichzelf haar eigen idool. Probeer het ook eens zonder enig complex. Want alle mannen houden van lady sex. 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 Want alle mannen houden van lady sex.
Ben, maar dat lijkt zo. Ze zeggen dat ik een ozen ben, maar dat is niet zo. Ik ben ook niet zo knap, maar drink mijn borrel rap, ja. Ze zeggen dat ik een zuiperd ben, maar dat lijkt zo. Nou, dat is niet zo. En een happening met een meisje, dat is toch niet slecht. Maar pas op voor boze vaders, je hebben daaraan de pest. zeggen dat ik niet zingen kan. En dat is zo. Ze zeggen dat ik niet werken kan. Maar dat is niet zo. Ik ben heus niet zo vlug. En af en toe wat stug, oh ja. Ze zeggen dat ik niet werken wil. Maar dat lijkt zo. Nou ja, dat is zo. En het blijft zo. Volgens mij hoort het zo. En het zal wel.
That's it.
It was all going so well. It was all going so well.
Until
and then you did that.
I did. That was a Dutch medley from various people from the 1960s. And hopefully you enjoyed that. You can't get these records anymore, and I'm not going to bother trying to tell you where
to find them.
Find them,
because really
you can't.
You shouldn't. You're not allowed to.
You're
have
not allowed
them.
Actually to have them.
You're not allowed to have them.
Just they're the sort of things that you dig. If you're really into,
especially the last one, you're not allowed to have it.
Shall we tell them about the last one? No, we'll. Won a Dave Berry competition on the television by sending lots of postcards in, and that was his winning entry. So there you go. That's what happens when you win things by sending postcards in. And we've been us.
We've been in Sendry.
Yeah.
We've not been in a shed, but we will be soon.
We've been in the barn.
Yeah.
But hey, hopefully, we
want you to get in touch if you can be bothered.
Don't forget, there's that competition with the Julian. The thing I said.
You're doing it again.
I said it at the beginning.
Julian Temple.
The Julian Temple thing. I said right at the beginning. Julian McLaren Ross. One of his tracks. Do you know what? I can't remember what it was. Just listen back to the podcast.
Rewind. Listen to what it was. And we'll find out what it was. There's a pie and a pint in it for you.
I think. I'm a generous
pie
man.
Pie and a pint.
I'm a generous man.
Pie and a pint.
And we'll see you soon. All right.
There we
take
go.
Care.
Yeah. And because I've had to listen to that last song, just that last song.
Yeah.
All right. I'm gonna force you to listen to this again,
right.
So that you've all got it in your head when you go home. All right, we've been in Sendry. You can read us on insendrymag.com. If you can't spell that, we're on
inmusic.nl.
We're on Facebook, which is facebook.com/insendrymag.
And Twitter as well.
We're on Twitter. Yeah, Richard's on there quite a lot. I haven't been on there for a while, but I'm still there. I'm lurking.
Yes.
But we will. And we're probably elsewhere as well, but we can't be bothered.
No, telling me about it.
So, see you soon.
Yep.
Enjoy. Bye.